Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening. You have found your way to the Lobster Pot. This is the place where we think about old-time religion. And old-time religion is the religion of the matriarchs, patriarchs, prophets, apostles, martyrs, confessors, and saints down through the ages who have found favor with God. Today is Friday, the second week of Advent. And Advent, as you undoubtedly know, is a time of self-reflection, or at least historically it was, hence the purple color. The color of penitence. It's given way to blue, which is the color of hope. I have no complaint about that, but I would say that if there's any one thing that God will not accuse his people of in this century, it is reflecting too much upon their life. Well, today we're going to reflect upon our life by looking at one of the Eucharistic readings, Isaiah 48, verses 17 through 19. And it's divided into two sections. Verse 17 is the first section, and 18 and 19 are section number 2. And in section number 1, verse 17 of chapter 48, the Lord is identified as the Redeemer of Israel and as the Holy One, and as the one who teaches them and who leads them in the way that they should go. And of course, this is not limited to the century in which Isaiah wrote. It's coming down the corridors of history right to you and me. We worship the God who teaches and who leads. He is, in fact, the Holy One. And then in section 2, verses 18 and 19, we have some of the most mournful words in the Bible. In the NIV, the New International Version, the words are, if only. And other translations say, oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Or, if only you had paid attention to my commandments. This is similar to the words that none of us want to hear, which are, I told you so. But the Lord God, the Holy One, is reflecting with Israel that they had strayed from his commandments, indeed as we have, and that had they not done that, their peace would be like a river, their offspring would be numerous as the sand, their descendants like its grains, their name would never be cut off or destroyed before him. So these are mournful words. If only you had paid attention to my commandments. And that's reflecting back into verse 17, where it says that he teaches us and he leads us, and that teaching and leading comes through his commandments. So the message is to us clearly to pay attention to the commandments. That gives me plenty to think about. Perhaps it does you as well. But these if-only words are found in the New Testament. They're actually found all over the Bible, but some of the most significant ones are in the Gospel according to St. Luke, verse 42 of chapter 19. It's the famous Jesus wept passage. It's what we call Palm Sunday. As Jesus approached Jerusalem and saw the city, he wept over it and said, if you, even you, had only known on this day what would bring you peace, but now it is hidden from your eyes. The days will come upon you when your enemies will build an embankment against you and encircle you and hem you in on every side. They will dash you to the ground and your children within your walls. They will not leave one stone on another because you did not recognize the time of God's coming. So that is a very dire passage. If only you had paid attention. Well, as long as we draw breath, you and I, as long as we draw breath, we have another opportunity to reflect and to pay attention to what we're not paying attention to otherwise. Oh, that you had paid attention, said the Lord, to my commandments. Well, thanks for coming by the Lobster Pot. It's always a joy to have you here. It's a joy for me to present these podcasts. Hope to have you back again.